You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At NJ Act's Black and White Gala at the Doubletree Hotel in Somerset, the Highbridge resident celebrated an award-winning career worthy of Hall of Fame induction late into the evening on Sunday, September 20th. After numerous nominations over the past 28 seasons for outstanding production of a musical, Newman won the 2014 prestigious Perry Award in the category for Shrek. In 2004, she won the Perry Award for her direction of Bye Bye Birdie. Other awards for Skit's beloved Skipper have included McDowell Club's 2005 Women of the Year, the Town of Highbridge's 2004 Ambassador of the Year, 2001 Perry Award for Skit as the Outstanding Community Theater of 2001, 1998 Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Golden Award, and MasterCard and Entrepreneur Magazine's 1992 Leadership and Entrepreneurial Achievement Award. Newman's work has also brought her recognition as one of the notable women through the history of Hunterdon County by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. New Jersey's Premier Awards for Community Theater, the NJ Act Perry Awards, are given for outstanding achievements in New Jersey community theater. Considering that more than 200 shows from around the state are reviewed each year, the number of skit nominations year after year is staggering. Newman has produced 70 shows with more than 1,000 skit members during her career and is a 24-time Perry Award nominee as a director and two-time winner of Best Director and Best Musical. And her company, Skit, has received 170 Perry Award nominations. Last September, Skit had its best showing of the annual industry awards, winning Perry's in 4 of the 10 categories for each which Skit production of Shrek was nominated: Outstanding Production of a Musical, Show Kids Invitational Theater, Outstanding Sound Design, Outstanding Scenic Design, and Outstanding Costume Design. This season, Skit received 4 Perry nominations for 2 different shows, in addition to Carolyn's Hall of Fame honors. It was Outstanding Lighting Design of a Musical in Footloose, Outstanding Youth Actor in a Musical, Beauty and the Beast, Featured Actress in a Musical in Footloose, and Outstanding Youth Actress in a Musical, Footloose. Skit annually celebrates far more than award-winning theater. The company had its humble beginnings in a garage and grew to give Carolyn's own children and their friends an opportunity to learn about theater and perform. It has grown into a large Skit family, more than 100 members strong in any given season, and Newman has been happily serving at the helm since Skit's first production nearly 30 years ago. Skit is not only Hunterdon County's premier theater company for family entertainment, but the cast and crew of the award-winning company has always been a family affair, and the Hall of Famer Carolyn Newman, the beloved matriarch. Skit is a non-profit family community theater group, founded in 1986 to offer the children of Hunterdon County an opportunity to experience the joys of theater and give the community professional quality children's theater productions. Skit has since blossomed into an organization that provides families the opportunity to share quality time while providing an unending amount of wonderful memories. Show Kids Invitational Theater programs are made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts, the Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowment of the Arts, through the funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Legacy. I talk about it a lot. What have you done to make people that you come in contact with better? And what are you going to be remembered for? Sounds like Carolyn Newman has found her niche for years and continues to thrive and improve. And just a testament to a great, great organization. All right, we're going to take another break. News and weather's up next, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
A world with less cancer is more than a dream to us. We work for it every day. We take cancer patients and their loved ones by the hand. We answer their questions, give them guidance and hope, and the chance to celebrate more birthdays. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at morebirthdays.com. Together we'll stay well, get well, find cures, and fight back.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call.
Ron Taylor. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is offering his sympathy to Scott Walker as the Wisconsin governor bounced out of the race for the GOP nomination. Trump reacted to Walker's decision on Fox News.
Well, I feel badly for him. He's a nice guy. I got to know him a little bit during, as we say, the trail, going out on the trail. And I think he's a terrific guy and a nice guy. And I think it's been tough for him. He started off high. And
Trump said Walker will do fine going forward and called him a good governor who has plenty to govern. Senator Bernie Sanders will be addressing striking workers in Washington, D.C. today as the Pope arrives for his highly anticipated visit to the U.S. The Democratic presidential candidate will be joined by other high-ranking activists who support the strike. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is defending comments he made, saying he wouldn't support a Muslim as president. Carson says the comments he made on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday were a rejection of a radical Muslim who wants a theocracy. He added that he'd be open to electing someone with a Muslim background as long as they rejected some tenets of Islam and swore to place the Constitution above their religion. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
There is growing demands for the Obama administration to nominate an inspector general to fill the vacancy that's been left open for more than 600 days at the Department of Veterans Affairs. USA's John Clemens reports.
The VA's last permanent inspector general stepped down at the end of 2013, while an acting inspector general retired in July. This comes as the VA lacks the proper oversight following the recent report.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Subjects with which he disagrees when he visits the United States this week. Charlie Kupchan of the National Security Council addressed that possibility during a conference call.
We don't know what he's going to say until he says it. And in that respect, we are fully expecting that there will be some messages with which we may respectfully disagree or have differences.
Despite some opposing viewpoints, Kupchan says he believes many of the Pope's messages will actually lend a moral authority to parts of the president's agenda. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes expressed similar sentiments, saying that there's a host of issues where President Obama and the Pope agree. Rhodes pointed to subjects like climate change, saying that the Pope's position on climate change provides a, quote, moral backdrop to how leaders react to the subject.
Pope has spoken about the need for all of us to meet our responsibility to care for God's creation, and that, I think, provides a moral backdrop to the types of policy decisions that individual leaders will make on climate change.
He says the Pope's moral authority gives backing to some of their policies.
His essential messages will resonate very much with the president's agenda. We are hoping that his moral authority helps us advance many of the items that we take to be very high on our policy.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Someone said drink the water, but I will drink the wine.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntChamberRadio.com. The chairman of the board helping me bring my guest in, Lisa Vanden Waldenberg. I think I got it right, Lisa. And she is the owner of Grape Finale, which has had a lot of good press and great events going on over there in our area, and I want to bring her on in. It's been a pleasure to hear about her, and now I get to meet her finally. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. How are you enjoying the weather now?
Much better.
Yes, it's a lot better. I'm sure that's been impacting everybody, including you and your business. So we're going to talk for the next hour about your business and about you, and you have a very unique business that I don't think I've heard of prior to you opening yours. So why don't we do a quick introduction and an introduction about your business?
Absolutely. Grape Finale is a hands-on winery, also known as a custom crush pad. When you visit us, you'll notice we're not out in the country. We're not surrounded by grapevines. That's because we import our grapes, and then we help our clients make their own private labeled wine from those grapes.
Nice. Now, when you say import your grapes, are you importing them from another country, another state? Are you getting them down the road here from some of our vineyards? Where is that coming from?
When I say importing, I'm getting my grapes from South Africa, Chile, and also California.
Okay, so your customers, your clients, have the ability to create wine from any one of those countries?
Yes.
And the vineyards from them?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, very cool. We're gonna get to all of that in a little bit, but let's go back a little bit and find out, Lisa, how did you, what were you doing prior to opening this business?
I spent a lot of time in the pharmaceutical industry, but prior to that, going way back, I lived in California and went to school at the University of California, Davis, which is the leading enology and viticulture school in the world. And I learned a lot about wine out in California. I actually had a professor who owned a vineyard and a winery, and a roommate who lived in Napa, which is where I spent a lot of my weekends, and a friend who is now the general manager, but was then the cellar master at a five-star restaurant in Sacramento.
Wow.
And through all of these individuals, I gained a real appreciation of wine, a lot of knowledge about wine, winemaking. And, you know, unfortunately, I was not into the grape side.
Right.
I didn't really want to own a vineyard or grow grapes. So when I graduated, I kept to the wine tasting, wine education aspects, went into the aerospace and the pharmaceutical industry, which brought me out here, mm-hmm. where ultimately I was introduced to friends who were making wine at a hands-on winery. And after joining them for a year of mm-hmm. making wine with them, I said, I can do this.
Very cool.
And at the right moment, decided to open up a Grape Finale.
Very cool. Now, you went through that whole scenario. Did you really have an idea that you wanted to get involved in wine, or was it just a casual hobby, or just you were just enjoying it on your own?
Enjoying it on my own, but mm-hmm. I had also made wine for about a decade prior to opening Grape Finale.
On your own?
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure that, I had all aspects of the business under my belt before I opened Grape Finale, mm-hmm. I interned at a friend of mine's hands-on winery for about 2 years prior to opening where I am now.
Very neat. Very neat. Okay. So now, does your pharmaceutical experience have anything to do with this, or does that come into play, or is that just completely separate?
My degree from UC Davis was in biochemistry, so I am a scientist at heart. So everything about winemaking is very interesting and entertaining for me.
Well, is it? Now, that's a great point, because you could look at it from a very scientific, detail-oriented mindset, or you could also look at it as a feel. So how do you deal with that? And if you're working with others who are more feel type individuals, taste and all that, how do you make that conversation?
Well, when I think about wine and winemaking, I mean, I think about art and science, because mm-hmm. they're both very involved. When you're making wine, when you're drinking wine, you can look at it from both angles. Mm-hmm. I also have an entertainment side to me and an artistic side. I was a singer.
Oh my!
And so for me, the marriage of art and science, both from my entertaining and my science background, really work well together with wine for
me.
Very
cool. Very cool. You gonna belt out a couple notes for us today, or?
Ooh, I haven't sang in a long, long time. So if I did, I might offend somebody.
Oh, okay. What did you sing? What was your style, or what type of music did you like?
I sang everything from rock music to long hair classical music. I was in choral groups. Mm-hmm. I was in a band. I've actually sang in Europe. I sang at the American Cathedral in Paris, Westminster Abbey, Winchester Cathedral.
Wow.
I sang at the Napa County Fair in California.
Okay.
So it comes
right back to wine.
There you go.
Excellent. It's a full circle. Full circle. Awesome. And now, this type of thing, a hands-on winery, like I said in the intro, I've heard of people, I remember beer. Being one of the first retail places that was doing that. I don't recall hearing a lot about wine being done that way. So where is this in the trend of, is it a fad? Is it a niche? What is it in terms of a business strategy?
Well, winemaking is one of the fastest growing hobbies in the United States.
Okay.
We actually have a number of hands-on wineries in the state. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been operating for upwards of 15 years.
Wow.
So this has been going on for quite some time. And we all are interconnected. We work together on certain things, and we talk a lot about what we do. Quite honestly, I find the winemaking industry to be a very, very friendly industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all get it, hands-on winery owners, the wineries, even the liquor store owners, that the better we do, the better everybody does.
Yeah.
So, we do talk and work together at times. And the other thing is I find, too, as I'm, because I'm very much into ongoing education, making sure that I'm staying on top of of things, learning what the newest and greatest developments are out there and talking to the people who, mm-hmm. you know, are thought leaders in the industry. I'm part of groups through LinkedIn, you know, that are have winemakers from all over the world, and we chat about various things. But we do talk and share. So we have been around as hands-on wineries have been around for a while, and I think we'll be around for much longer.
Good.
So I don't think it's a passing fad.
I agree with you about the winemaking philosophy, the attitude of the folks. I had an opportunity to do a couple of interviews with some of the vineyards locally, and what I learned from them is that they're all banding together for two reasons, two main reasons. One is because nature is the biggest risk,
yes.
of the grapes that they're trying to produce and the wine that they're trying to, and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw it as, if we all do well, one of us does well, it helps us all. And if we all do well, then we're going to bring tourists and we're going to bring customers.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the type of conversations that the hands – do you just have conversations with hands-on wineries or wineries in general?
Both.
And what do you what type of things do you talk about? Is there nuances to how you're making the wine, how you're keeping the wine in the cask, anything like that?
We talk a lot. I mean, when I'm going into wineries, you know, and as an industry person, and I'm tasting their wines and I'm finding things that are interesting or that I really like, or I'm tasting certain aspects of the wine and I'm thinking I understand how they're achieving that.
Yep.
We'll talk about things like that. I mean, winemakers and winery owners, you know, when they're talking to people within in the industry are actually very open and sharing about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I have very few problems going into wineries, handing them my card, saying, you know, this is what I do. And then, you know, the bottles start opening up. We start talking about, okay, so
I got to do that. I got to get myself one of those cards.
So it's really wonderful. I mean, yeah. Before I owned Grape Finale and I went out and doing wine tasting, the experience there as, you know, just a regular consumer is mm-hmm. so much different from what I experience now when I go into the wineries. And I love it. I love talking with other winemakers. You know, sharing some of the things I do, learning what they do.
Sure.
And it's all, as you said, for the purposes of, you know, win-win for everybody, helping
right.
everybody grow their business. Case in point, a couple years ago, Grape Finale was awarded 8 medals by the American Wine Society. I should say the wines that our clients made were. And one of those was a Best of Show Red, and we also got a Double Gold.
Nice.
And a press release was put out, and that was picked up by NJ.com, which resulted in a reporter coming out and doing an article, which not only included me, but also Beneducci, Old York Cellars,
mm-hmm.
Unionville.
That's exactly it.
And it was, the article was all about Hunterdon becoming a wine paradise.
Yep.
So that's just one example of how one of us doing well helps all of us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you see a difference in attitude and cultural, from a wine perspective, between New Jersey and California, being that you've resided in both? In terms of dealing with the owners and dealing with the vineyards?
I would say probably, you know, California. I mean, that whole marketplace is so well established.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a certain level of confidence and comfort
yep.
that I think we in New Jersey are still trying to achieve. I feel in California they know how well established their reputation is,
mm-hmm.
and here we're still trying to establish a reputation.
Right.
So I have no doubt that you know, we will achieve that over time.
Cool.
But it is going to take time, and I know that the winemakers out there are very interested and very inspired to make you know, this state you know, very prosperous and have a great reputation for the wines that are produced here.
Yeah. When you go to see some of these vineyards, and you said there's a lot of folks that are very open, anybody that taken aback or has a different perspective of the fact that you're just a hands-on winery and you're not growing the grapes and you're not going through the trials and tribulations of dealing with Mother Nature, or you looked at as an equal all the time when you go and
Probably not as an equal all the time. I mean, I certainly don't have the experience and the knowledge that somebody who's growing grapes has about growing grapes. I rely quite a bit on someone that I work with to work with the vineyard owners. I do visit the vineyards, but I do have someone on the street who is handling a lot of that for me, and that's okay with me because that was never really where my interest lied. But that being said, I do know about the grapes from the aspect of what a winemaker needs to know about them in order to make great wine.
Awesome.
So I can still talk about the quality of the grapes and the various vintages and things like that from the perspective of a winemaker.
Awesome. All right, we're talking with Lisa Van Waldenburg, and we're going to talk with her a little bit more right after this on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamberRadio.com. Lisa Vanden Waldenberg is with me, and she is the owner of Grape Finale, a hands-on winery in our area. We're going to talk a little bit about the programs, services, the parties that go on over there. And so, Lisa, where is the shop located?
We're located off of Bartles Corner Road in Flemington in the Bartles Corner Business Park. So that's at 8 Bartles Corner Road. We're in Suite 107.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close to Hunterdon Medical Center.
Is that good or bad?
People are looking for landmarks and also HealthQuest.
HealthQuest, there you go.
So we're between those two.
Between those two. So after you've worked out, go on and check out some wine, or if you had too much wine, maybe you need to check in over there. Is it a good location for you, or is it temporary and you're looking for something else in the future?
No, I love this location.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I was scouting out places to be, as soon as I walked into the door, I just knew that was the it place. Mm-hmm. I love it because it has a big work floor,
right.
But we also have a mezzanine. So we always encourage our clients to make an event out of their winemaking sessions. Come early, stay late. On the mezzanine, I have tables and chairs up there. I tell my clients, bring food, bring refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and enjoy yourself before, during, and after your session. And while they're doing the before and after, and they're up on the mezzanine overlooks the work floor, so they can actually watch other people making their wine while they're having their...
So there's a number of different components to this. There's a social component. Mm-hmm. There's the actual winemaking component. And then, I don't know, it's kind of an experience thing.
That's correct.
So it's the three different aspects of it. I might even be missing a few. So you're counting on folks going in and having a good time, not just doing the chore of
making. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So now somebody comes in, and we have various different options, right? I could be just a regular customer coming on in, and I need to make wine for myself or my family, once 6 months, something like that. Is that something that a customer would do?
Yeah, we actually have two seasons during the year.
Okay.
So our spring season, we import grapes from South Africa and Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And our fall season, we import grapes from California. So I do actually have clients that make wine both seasons during the year, every year.
Okay. And so they're coming in, and it's just they just schedule an appointment with you to...
We do open houses, free winemaking open houses. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. we have a few coming up. Which I guess we'll talk about a little bit later. But
sure.
What we do is we have these open houses where our clients and potential clients come in. They sample wines that are made by former students. They tour our facility. They learn more about our winemaking program. They mingle with former students, prospective students, and our staff. They enjoy light appetizers. They sample the wine, and that helps them determine what kind of wine they want to make.
Mm-hmm.
They also attend these events with their barrel buddies, because many of my clients share the cost and the fun with family and friends, and thus creating an event and experience for them, which is fun.
So I'm the open house is just to get acclimated to it. But when I'm actually going to make the wine,
mm-hmm.
I would come in on a certain day?
That's correct. So usually at the open house, you sign up to make wine. Once we know what kind of wine you want to make, mm-hmm. we order your grapes. And, you know, Mother Nature heavily impacts the start of our season.
Sure.
So we rely on the growers to let us know when the grapes are ripe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, in turn, can go out to my client and say, your grapes are going to arrive on this day. Let's schedule your sessions.
Okay.
So we help our clients make wine over a 10-month period.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with a red wine. We do both reds and whites. But let's say they decide they want to make a red wine. As soon as the grapes come in, they have a crush session, which is an hour long.
And they take off their socks and jump in the barrel, right?
They can. I actually
really?
I actually
get out of
have
here. Oh my God.
With clients who do that.
Okay.
Now they normally do that once and then they return to the process using the electronic crusher destemmer.
Okay.
Because when you're doing the I Love Lucy stump on the grape style, that usually takes about 4 or 5 hours.
Yep.
And of course, during that time, they're drinking wine. So
of course,
we have to make sure that they have a designated driver.
Okay.
After that session, but yes, you can experience it that way. Although I will say most of our clients
must come to terms with
prefer
that.
The 1 hour crush session.
I can't believe you actually answered that. Oh my God! Okay, that's amazing.
So then the second session is the press session, mm-hmm. which is also an hour. 3 months after the press session, we do a racking event, which is what I call a community event. So all of our winemakers from a particular season come back in, and they help us rack a barrel of wine. Again, tell them to bring food and refreshments, mm-hmm. Make a nice event out of it. We've had, you know, upwards of 100 people at our racking events.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Wow.
And then at the end of the 10-month process, they come back in and they bottle,
mm-hmm.
and apply their private labels,
right.
Or custom labels, depending on what they've chosen. And that's also an hour, and then they take their wine home to enjoy.
Sweet. All right, so now a couple of things that were thrown in there that I gotta touch base with. One is you talked about barrel buddies. So that mm-hmm. implies that there are some people that go and get that make their grapes and they own the entire barrel.
Mm-hmm,
but
yes.
Then that's a little cost prohibitive, some people actually share.
Yes, that's correct.
So how does that determine? Is it you just pair people together or people gather a number of other folks together and say, let's make a barrel of wine together?
What's both.
Okay.
We can help our clients find barrel buddies.
So you got like a little eHarmony thing going on?
Yes.
For the wine?
Well, but generally what we do is we keep a list,
right.
which shows the different interests of different people, and we pair people up. Now, going back, we don't require people to make an entire barrel of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell our experiences in quarter barrel increments.
Right.
A quarter barrel is 60 bottles. Which, if you're a bottle of wine a week drinker, that's about a year's worth of wine, and it
mm-hmm.
gives you 8 bottles to give away if you're feeling generous,
right?
With your friends. I have some clients who come in and make a quarter barrel by themselves. I have others who come in and share that experience with other people. I have some come in who make multiple quarter barrels, and each quarter barrel is a different varietal.
Okay.
I have them do it by themselves or share that. So they have a group, and let's say they make 4 quarter barrels. Each person is going home with a certain share
mm-hmm.
of each of those quarter barrels. You know,
wow.
So there's a lot of different ways to cut the
yeah,
pie.
Okay. That's very cool. Now, another thing that I heard is that after you're done and you've racked it all, and you can create your own labels.
Yes, that's correct.
So when you've made your wine, there's some type of design program that you're coming up with names and everything, and they're slapping them on the bottles mm-hmm. individually.
On our website www.grapefinale.com, there's mm-hmm. actually a label link, and when you click on that label link, that takes you into our label site.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a couple of different options. One is taking a look at our label library and choosing a template that you like.
Okay.
And modifying it to make it yours by putting your own heading, vineyard, or winery name, and handcrafted by you on it, along with the specific information about the wine you've made. The other option is to create a unique one-of-a-kind custom label. So we have a graphic artist that our clients can work with. She can help them create their own custom label, which could include a picture. It could include a logo. I have a lot of business clients mm-hmm. who like to create their own wine and then give the bottles out as client gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she can help you do one without a picture or a logo and help you create something, you know, as a graphic artist would with a piece of art. So mm-hmm. a couple of different options there. Private labels or custom labels.
Neat. So now, going into this, see if I can phrase this question properly. I can go down to a liquor store and buy mm-hmm. a bottle of wine. How much of my participation in this event is actually making an individual contribution to the taste of the wine?
How much?
Yeah, how much of my work is mm-hmm. being is contributing to the taste of the wine? Or how much am I relying on you, or how much of it is just the fact that it's just the process and it's just the grapes for that particular year?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a winemaker, you know, obviously I have to help my clients take a look at the grapes coming in and, you know, make necessary adjustments in order to make sure that the outcome is good.
Mm-hmm.
You as a client, you crush the grapes. You take measurements of your must. You make adjustments based on those measurements. You know, I talk to you about yeasts mm-hmm. that can be used. I have clients who use my recommendations for yeast. I have other clients who choose their own yeast, you know, based on any recommendations that I might have. I mean, you're pressing the wine. You're putting it in the barrel.
Right.
There are things that happen in between
mm-hmm.
That, you know, definitely I handle. You know, I'm responsible for babysitting the wine in the barrels during all the time that you're not in the winery.
Right.
So there, you know, a big part of the process is what the clients do, but we also in the winery handle certain things that maybe the client doesn't want to handle, like cleaning up.
I'm with you on that one.
You know, and before the wine is bottled,
right?
We filter the wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that we handle for the client. You know, so the client is involved at the points that really matter mm-hmm. and at the points that are fun, and then we sort of take sure. care of the rest.
Sure. Excellent. All right, we're going to take another quick break. I'm talking to Lisa Vanden Waldenburg about Grape Finale and Hands-On Winery, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber to come.
The day child at play through a meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I got Lisa Vanden Waldenberg here. She is the owner of Grape Finale right here in Flemington, and it's a hands-on winery. Now, Lisa, way back you said that Grape Finale has received some awards for their wines. So now that implies to me that in addition to customers making wines, that you folks on the off hours are making wines as well. Is that what's going on, or...?
No, actually, these are wines that our customers
Have won.
So, yes. And the wines were entered into the American Wine Society Amateur Wine Competition that's held every year at the New Jersey State Fair.
Neat.
And so far, over the last couple of years, we've been awarded, the wines have been awarded 27 medals. So, and these, the standards that the American Wine Society use are the same standards that they use to judge commercial wines.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being is, you know, our the wines that we're helping our clients make are worthy of these high awards. So when you come to make wine with us, we are definitely helping you create a high quality product.
So that just changed my perspective as to what your establishment is all about, and I'll say why I say that. Prior to you telling me that, I thought of you as a store. Even though you kept telling me you're a hands-on winery, I kept thinking you of a store, a shop, a place where I can, you know, very similar where I could, you know, do some painting or pottery or something like that. But what you just told me is that when your customers are entering their wines, that is attributed to your winery.
Yes.
And they are the winemaker, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right. So that
We can't sell our wines commercially,
right?
You know, or through retail channels. That's not what our license allows us to do. But we are allowed to help our clients make their own private labeled wine.
Okay.
So you will not find any of the wines made at Grape Finale in a liquor store anywhere.
Okay. So they are.
We're not like a regular tasting room like some of the
other vineyards.
Vineyards and wineries have.
Right. Another thing you mentioned off air that you definitely want to mention on air is that there are some people that cannot enjoy wine outside of Grape Finale.
Yeah, I do have clients who come and make wine with us because that's the only wine they drink. Mm-hmm. They have sensitivities to certain things within the wine.
Right.
I have some clients who are very, very sensitive to sulfites.
Mm-hmm.
The sulfite levels in our wine are much lower than what you would find in bottles of wine on the liquor store shelf. So they literally come in and make their wine, the only wine that they drink, with us, because it is the only wine that they can get to drink.
Well, that's great. So you're performing a public service for those folks who really want to enjoy wine but could not enjoy it. Now, in addition to this standard process where you have folks coming in and they're just bought into making their own wine, you have all these social parties and events, and so there's another aspect to this whole winemaking vineyard where it's not a vineyard, winemaking, your winery, where you are bringing people in for social and or team building.
That's correct. And
how does that go about? And if I was a prospective business out there, what options do I have?
From a team building, winemaking is a great team building activity.
Anything with alcohol usually is pretty good team building.
Well, it's just wonderful to get a group of people who work together to work collaboratively on a project that creates a product that everybody can enjoy and that they can use. For example, I tell my business owners, get your team together to make the wine that you give out as client gifts to your clients.
Yeah.
Get your team together to make the wine that you drink at some of your events. I mean, imagine coming into a dinner event with your crew, and there's your bottles of wine with your labels sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So while they get to work together collaboratively, and getting to know each other better during this whole process of creating the wine, then there's a sense of pride afterward in giving out this product as, this is what we created, and now we're sharing it with our clients, we're sharing it with maybe some other coworkers, or we're just using it as part of a celebration to celebrate the team.
That's neat. Is there a time or a way that they need to set something like that up? You have the same issue, right, where you can only do it certain times of the year.
Right, because our schedule is based on when the grapes are ripe.
Mm-hmm.
But business owners can call me at any time, and I can walk them through the timing of that and the process. And then again, if they want to do a team-building event that may not necessarily be at the right time of the season, I mean, we do have other options.
Mm-hmm.
We have wine and chocolate pairing events that
oh, bummer,
we can do, and wine and cheese,
wow,
pairing events that,
sure,
that we can do. So there's a lot of different options available for team building activities at Great Finale.
Excellent. Now I know that this is not a very inexpensive hobby. It takes a lot of time to buy the grapes and do all the work and store all this. What are some of the price points or some of the things that you want to talk about with regard to expenses in getting a barrel of wine?
Mm-hmm. Most of the wine made at Grape Finale costs between $12 and $13 a bottle.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all when you consider that you're getting a high-quality wine.
Mm-hmm.
Local sommeliers have told me that my wine is comparable to $25 to $40 bottles of wine out there. So you get a high-quality product, you get the experience of making it, and you get the bragging rights that the product is yours. Now, we sell in quarter-barrel increments.
Mm-hmm.
So our starting price point for a quarter-barrel of wine is $855, and that includes sales tax and everything from grapes to private labels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all inclusive.
Right.
The more wine you make, obviously, the better the price. So you hit the $12 to $13 bottle of mark when you're looking at a barrel. When you're down at a quarter barrel, you're probably at $14 a bottle.
Okay, goes up about a dollar. But and how many bottles come out of a barrel?
I think you probably mentioned it.
240. All right. And so, okay, very cool. So now, you mentioned another thing, and I wanted to ask this. How much does the state get involved with you? Anything?
No, the state is very involved. I mean, I have to obviously work with the ABC.
Yep.
For my licensing, they also have a set of guidelines that we need to follow. And they do monitor us, to make sure that we are following those guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Initially when I set everything up, before my license was even issued,
right.
I was visited by a representative from the ABC and the State Attorney General's office.
Wow.
And they ran me through everything. And since then, I've had phone conversations with them, but we also had a meeting with all of the hands-on winery owners and brew your own business owners just last May,
right.
with the ABC. And then I was speaking with somebody on the phone. So, they're there as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor us, and, they're responsible for determining whether or not we get to get a license and get to
right.
keep that over time.
Is there another aspect to it, because you're involving the public as far as health? And
absolutely. The Flemington, actually, the borough required that I have a health inspector actually
right.
come out. So I do have a retail food license
in addition to my
ABC license, and I am subject to the same inspections that anyone else is who has a retail food license.
Excellent. All right. So that's all good. And store any type of success stories that you'd like to relate to? Funny stories that you've been in business for how long now?
It'll be 4 years,
4 years.
April 2nd.
Well, you're making quite a name for yourself, because I see you constantly all over the newspapers. So what has gone on over the last 4 years that you'd like to share?
Oh, wow. Well, you'll definitely see us in the newspapers, but you can't miss me when I'm driving around on the street, because I have what I affectionately call my grape finale mobile.
Mm.
It's a nice, bold pink color. And it has wine barrels all over it, and pictures of clients with wine, and
mm-hmm.
Not very often that people miss me when I'm
right.
driving around. So initially when I got that vehicle, that was just a lot of fun to see people's reaction to that. And I want to thank Jim Labatt and his crew over at Fast Signs in Flemington, because they were the group that helped me create that vehicle, and they did.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush reacts to Scott Walker's announcement that he's bowing out of the presidential race.
It's a surprise to me because, look, he's a very effective governor. He's in the neighboring state. I think he had lots of supporters here. He's a good man. I got to campaign with him on several occasions, and I wish him well. It's an arduous process running for president, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I admire him greatly.
A former peanut executive is sentenced to life in prison. Stuart Parnell once boasted about processing the finest peanut products, but what he didn't tell anyone is that he knowingly shipped out products that contained salmonella almost 7 years ago. A judge handed down the 61-year-old Parnell a 28-year prison sentence. It's the toughest penalty ever for a corporate executive in a food poisoning outbreak. His brother and food broker, Michael Parnell, received a 20-year sentence. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
Gung, gung. In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can. Gung, gung.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Gung, gung. Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Gung, gung.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you.